B-Pod Studios.
Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankroll. Who you got?
Hey, it's another podcast. College football just a couple of weeks away. I know NFL camps are beginning now, and all is starting to heat up for college football season. It's the Over Under Podcast, Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz, and today is the Mountain West. Those night games that you like to bet on late that night, and then all of a sudden you watch them around bowl time, and they get smoked to teams like Utah State. Etc. That's what happened to San Diego State a year ago, and Fresno also kind of tailed off a little bit. But Dan at the top, Boise State, Fresno, San Diego State Air Force. Like, that's very, very, very competitive at the top of the Mountain West.
Yeah, always has been, obviously. Boise is the big name in this conference. Fresno, returning a lot of production from last year. We will definitely talk about that. But, yeah, you know, those two teams. And, of course, Air Force, Troy Calhoun, his 16th year in college football with Air Force. And, you know, it's, that they're always a good team. Utah State finally progressed last year with Logan Bonner at the helm. And, as you mentioned, San Diego State with Brady Hoke always seems to be in the mix there. A very good, very competitive conference, better than the ACC last year. Let's get into it, Joe Murray.
Yeah, in the Mountain West this year, they got a couple of new coaches. Nevada gets Ken Wilson. Jay Norville goes to Colorado State. And Timmy Chang takes over in Hawaii. So those are the coaching updates.
And Fresno State rehires Jeff Tedford. So it's technically his first / fourth season, depending on how you look at it. So, yeah, so four new coaches in the Mountain West this year.
Yeah. Actually, that's probably a talking point, is that this was a competitive conference last year, very competitive. But with movers, shakers, transfers, it's a very competitive. And I think when it comes to, like, you know, a lot of conferences, this is one of the better, more consistent, New Mexico State all the way up. It's very competitive, even though some of the teams stink. But let's start with Air Force, dude. So for those who like watch, Air Force was a wagon a year ago. They did very, very well last year, but they're returning their big fullback. And they have their quarterback as well back in the fold. So right now, I think that's going to be one of the teams, Dan, that people are really high on that might take as somewhat of a dark horse this year. But Hasek Daniels and Brad Roberts, those are the guys. They rushed for over 2,000 yards. Their safeties are back, but they need some work on the offensive line. And they do have Boise State and Nevada at home, but they have road trip to San Diego State and against, and I believe, Colorado. So overall, this is a team that did very well a year ago. I mean, they could potentially be another 9-10 win year.
Yeah, let's get into it. The over-under, as you talk about that, set at 8.5 on DraftKings. Of course, DraftKings will use all of our over-unders for this podcast from DraftKings, as they are the presenting sponsor of our show and podcast. You take a look, Troy Calhoun, his 16th year with Air Force, obviously a fantastic program, especially the last few years, 10-3 last year, 3-3 in COVID, 11-2 in 2019, 5-7, 5-7 before that. But even during those years, Calhoun was rebuilding the program, 6-2 last year in conference, 2-2 in COVID, 7-1 in 2019, 3-5 in 2018, 4-4 in 2017. So even when they're not great, they're competitive in conference. Recruiting-wise, team that, just consistently is meh. 117 in 2018, 109 in 2019, 111 in 2020, 91 last year. They have not brought in a single transfer this year, Joe Murray. They have lost people to the transfer portal. We'll get into that. A TARP rating right now of a -2 and a -2.5, -0.5 for offense, -2 for defense. They do return 8 offensive starters and 7 defensive starters, Joe. They return 70% of their offensive production, which is 55th in the country. Just 59% of their defensive production, though, which is 98th in the country, 70th overall. You know, they are bringing back Ezeke Daniels Jr. as the quarterback. Obviously, they'll be kind of, you know, moving people in and out. As you mentioned, Brad Roberts coming back, the fullback, big part of what they do. Strength of schedule, Joe, going to be good for them this year. 121st in the country per our friends over at, I guess we should say, Phil Steele's magazine. So per Phil Steele. Look, this is going to be a good defense. I think that they're going to be down a little bit from last year. But 7 starters are back. They should be still very good. Maybe, you know, an extra field goal or whatever per game there. But should be a good team. Let's get into the the schedule here, Joe. Let me see if I can find it here. Okay. Air Force opens week 1 against Northern Iowa. At home against Northern Iowa. Now, Northern Iowa, very good FCS program. They did very, very well last year. You know, in their football team, with their football team. I think they were trying to remember what they were last year. But they've been a very, very good program. This is not a program to take lightly. They were 6-6 last year. They were a little bit down, but they gave Iowa State a tough time in Ames. Only lost that game 16-10. Good FCS team, Joe. They're not going to be a rollover again. Air Force should get the win here, though. Defensively, yep. Offensively, good. Week number 2, they are home versus Colorado. We'll get into Colorado in a couple weeks, but this
I think they win this game, Dan.
Yeah, I do too. This Colorado team is not very good, and I do not expect a lot from Colorado this year. They will not be favored in this game. Colorado will not be favored in this game. Air Force will be. Week 3, Joe Murray, they start into their Mountain West Conference schedule in a game at Laramie, Wyoming. Wyoming obviously lost a lot last year, 112th in returning production in Laramie. You know, they didn't bring back a ton of written recruiting or transfer rankings. I'm going to give this game, Joe Murray, to Air Force, even though I think this is going to be a very difficult game. This one, to me, is a complete toss-up. I'm going to give it to Air Force, but I think it's a very, very difficult game. Home versus Nevada week 4, I like them in that game. Home versus Navy week 5. Now, they lost to Navy last year, I believe. They beat Navy last year, but they lost to Army last year, excuse me. Yeah. So I think that, again, Kenny Niumatalolo, his team, kind of going the other way as of right now. I'm going to have them starting 5-0, which is pretty crazy.
Dan, I got them potentially 6-7 though.
Okay, well, here's the problem. They're back to back roadies here, Utah State and UNLV in Logan. Again, that Utah State team. Not returning a ton of production, but Logan Bonner is returning. They were 11-3 last year. They were 7-2 in the conference. They were very, very good last year. And this Air Force team at home lost to Utah State 49-45. Utah State was able to move the ball all over them. I'm going to give this win to Utah State here. I just think that's a tough spot. Now, on the road at UNLV, this is This is a spot that's really interesting to me. Back-to-back road games, UNLV is an up-and-coming program. I still think this is a win, but, boy, this is going to be a tough spot for them. I truly believe that. So I'm going to give them a win, but it's going to be tough. Week after UNLV, they have a game home in Air Force against Boise State. And again, that is also the precursor to the Army game.
Yeah, I was going to say, look ahead. It's a look ahead spot.
Now, it is, but they also have a week off before that Army game. So, yeah. I mean, it's not technically a look ahead spot, but you can't really overlook Boise State.
Boise will be favored in this game.
I don't know about that. Air Force went into Boise last year and beat the Broncos. I'm going to say they get revenge this year. I'm going to say Boise wins this game in Air Force. I'm going to give this game to Boise. I think that this is going to be an interesting game, but I don't think they'll be favored. After that, neutral site game against Army. This one is going to be extremely tough, in my opinion. It's in Arlington, Texas. It's a true and utter toss-up, in my opinion.
I think I'm higher on Air Force than Army this year because I was high on Army a year ago.
I agree with that. I think it's fair to give them a win there, even though it's close. After that Army game, this is to me is the potential letdown loss right here. Even though it's home against Mexico State, I think this can be they should win this game, but man, I think this is going to be a close one, especially after that game. Circle that for your late season predictions. I think that's a win, but I don't love it. The following week, they're home versus Colorado State. Like that, it's a win, and they have to face San Diego State on the road the final week of the season. I'm giving them a loss. So right now, Joe Murray, I have them at 6. I have them at 9-3. The over-under is 8.5. I think you can make a very compelling argument that they lose that Wyoming game. I think you make a very compelling argument that they lose the Navy game. I think you make a very compelling argument that they lose either the UNLV or probably the UNLV game. Not so much the New Mexico game. They're just not good enough yet. Or even Army. I lean over with Air Force, but I think there's too many games here where this team can continue to lose. I think the 8.5 is a really good number. I think it's a fair number.
Well, only thing that worries me about them, because I think they're a wagon, but what if their quarterback or fullback gets hurt?
They have some quarterback depth this year. They'll probably use Zach Lerier a little bit, maybe Ben Britton. But if they lose Brad Roberts, it's going to be very, very tough for them. He is a driving force of their offense, especially with the triple option offense. So look, this is going to be a very interesting game. All these teams have to prepare, get ready for the triple, the triple option there. I think this is going to be a tough schedule in certain parts and other parts. And then they get a couple big breaks there. Obviously, the non-conference of Northern Iowa, Colorado, Navy and Army is, pretty decent for them, pretty decent lay. Again, they could lose to Colorado. Good team, Joe Murray. I think they go over, but there's just too many spots where they can get caught.
Yeah, no bet for me. I just I think they're really good. They could win 9 or 10 games for sure. Yep. And they're going to be – I think people are going to be really high on them this year.
I agree. And I think Troy Calhoun's done a good job with the program, and I think they're in a good spot. But, again, they only returned the 70th most production in the country. Could struggle a little bit early on, especially with a team like Colorado or even going to Wyoming. That team doesn't return a lot of production, though, either. So right. We'll see.
All right. So we got Air Force out of the way. Let's go to Boise. And, Dan – I don't know how I feel about Andy Avalos. Like, they went 7-5 last year, but their offense was not great. I don't love Hank Bachmeier, but they do lose their top wide receiver, Khalil Shakir. They have some other guys that can catch the ball. They got their running back, Olani. But their defense was very good last year. I know I think they returned 8 starters this year. They only gave up 19 points a game. So, like, when I look at them, I just feel like their road games are going to be tough. Air Force, we already mentioned Air Force, Oregon State, but they get San Diego State, BYU, Fresno, and Utah on the blue turf. Those are just – that's an advantage for them right away, which is, if you ask me, I think that's the reason why they're favored to win that side of the conference, the mountain side, but – last year was disappointing. That was very disappointing. But I think their schedule's favorable this year. And I think they're the early favorites right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, let's kind of get into it. Andy Avalos, as you kind of mentioned, second season. He was 7-5 last year with Boise. 5-3 in conference. Prior to that, Boise was 5-2, 12-2, 10-3, 11-3. Just a wagon in conference. 5-1, 8-0, 7-1, 1-1. That was prior to the Mountain West really existing. But Joe Murray, the bookies and the book, so the bookmakers and the line setters think this team is going to get back to that. Right now, the over under is 9 wins at DraftKings. Over is -120. Under is even money. Look, this is a team that continues to recruit well, even under Andy Avalos. 67th last year, 64th in 2020, 54th in 2019, 57th in 2018. They got 3 commits in the transfer portal this year, 75th overall. So some good commitments there. The toughest thing for this Boise State team is going to be the schedule. 62nd in the country, the hardest schedule there is in the Mountain West. They return 8 offensive starters, 9 defensive starters, and the 38th most overall production, 65% of their offense, which is 68th in the country, and 81% of their defensive production, which is 19% of their top 20 in the country, 19th in the country. They do return 20 of the top 20 2 tacklers. And again, Andy Avalos, very defensive coordinator, or very defensive head coach, I should say. Again, you mentioned Hank Bachmeier returning. I think Bachmeier has gotten better each year. He's actually been able to play. I expect Bachmeier to really take another step forward this year. You did mention the loss of their top wide receiver. That is going to be an issue early on. Are they going to be able to move the ball the same way? But I think this Boise State team, just in general, should still be very, very good at a lot of returning production, Joe Murray. A lot of returning production. That spells good things for teams like that. Take a look at the offensive line as well. They're returning 4 out of 5 offensive linemen. Only right tackle Cade Beresford is going to be the newcomer on that line. So, you know, you circle that. You circle the quarterback coming back, 38th overall returning production. Should be a very good team. Should be a very good team. Let's get into their schedule this year, Joe Murray.
Real quick, dude, this to me, when I looked at it, I think the middle of their schedule is a gauntlet, and it all starts, though, at Oregon State.
Yeah, it starts. Oregon State week 1, they are 4.5-point dogs right now in the game in Corvallis. Again, very tough place to play. Opening week, Pac-12. I think this is I think 4.5 is a good number. I think you're going to see a ton of people on this Boise State team week 1. And I think that we just talked about offensively, I still think they're going to have a little bit of trouble scoring early on. To me, that's going to be their toughest thing to do is just to score early on. Defensively, I think they're going to be fine. I think this is going to be a very, very good game week 1, Joe Murray, but I'm going to give it to Oregon State. And I'm going to say Boise State starts the season 0-1. I still would like to see Andy Avalos prove me wrong. I don't love him as a head coach yet. Didn't have a great first season, but a lot of returning starters and a lot of returning talent should be able to switch that up. Week 2, Joe Murray, I don't know. What do you have in the Oregon State game? Do you like Boise or Oregon State?
Tough spot, but it's tough. I think they could potentially win, but, you know, I think whatever happens, they'll take care of business against New Mexico next. They got Tennessee Martin in this easy game. And they could go to UTEP. So this is not an easy schedule.
No, not at all. Again, 62nd schedule, 62nd hardest schedule in the country this year, as you mentioned earlier, the hardest in the Midwest. All right, I have them losing to Oregon State week 2 in Albuquerque at New Mexico. Tough game, especially coming off that Oregon State game. But I think Boise will find a way to win this one. We don't need to spend a ton of time on Tennessee Martin either. I think that's going to be a win there too. The week after that, Friday night game in El Paso against UTEP. We've already given Boise State the win, and I think that is the right thing to do.
Yep.
I still think UTEP is probably maybe a lever or two down. A lot of returning production for this Boise State team. It's going to be tough. The week after that, home versus San Diego State in Boise,
that.
Joe Murray.
Not even that. Look at the gauntlet. Think of the stretches. San Diego State, Fresno State, Air Force. Holy, and they get 2 out of the 3 at home.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and that's the thing is, we gave the Air Force game to Boise State, so that's a win for there. I think they're going to drop one of these San Diego State, Fresno State games. I actually would not be surprised if it's the Fresno State game. Look, I think San Diego State early on is still going to have some offensive difficulties. New quarterback in that system. Don't return a lot of that offense, just 44% of the returning offensive production, 120th in the country. It will still be pretty early on in the season there. I still think that Boise State defense is going to get better, even better than they were last year. So I think they find a way to beat San Diego State, especially with San Diego State last year. They lost in Carson 27-16. I think a little bit of revenge factor there adds to that. So I'm going to take Boise State there. However, their next game is home against Fresno, and I just think that this is a loss. They embarrassed Fresno last year in Fresno. Now they have Jeff Tedford. They're bringing back a ton of production. This Fresno State team should be way better than they were last year. I can't give them every single win in this year, and if I'm going to give them three or four, which I think is generous of me, then I just don't think I can give them Fresno State. I can't give them all three. So after Fresno State, the Air Force game, we've already talked about that game. We gave Boise State that win. They're going to be off a bye that week, so it should be a good spot for them. The next game is Colorado State at home. If this was on the road, I'd say look the fuck out, because this is a sandwich spot game. It's the game after Air Force and prior to BYU. Sandwich spot game. Look the fuck out. Colorado State could absolutely beat this team here. I'm going to call it a win, but I don't like it. I really, really don't. And if I'm going to give them the Colorado State win, I'm going to give BYU the win against Boise. I just think that BYU team is just still super, super talented.
Yeah, I got to look into them a little more. They lose Algiers, and yeah, I'm curious what they look like.
Yeah, I mean they're still bringing back a large amount of talent. Bringing back Romney, you know, at quarterback and whatever. So I think that's going to be interesting. After BYU, big letdown spot here, and I think they're lucky they get Nevada the way the schedule breaks for them. Nevada is going to be maybe the worst team in the Mountain West this year. It's going to be close. They bring back the least amount of returning production in the country. They have a new head coach. Their quarterback has moved on. Just a ton of problems there. Even in Reno, I think that one will be more difficult. Again, the Colorado State game, the Nevada game, and even the Wyoming game, I would not bet Boise any of these games in this situation, barring some big injuries to these teams. We just gave them the win at Nevada. They're on the road at Wyoming. I think they're catching an L here, okay? You can't continuously win on the road week after week after week. You're going to get caught here. If you beat UTEP and Air Force on the road, you're going to get caught by a team worse than you. To me, it's going to be Wyoming at the end of that season, looking ahead to Utah State, and especially, again, in another potential sandwich spot, and a look-ahead spot to Utah State. Back-to-back road games there. I do think they end the season against Utah State in a good positive note. Utah State, I think they beat Utah State there. So, look, I have them, Joe Murray, at 8-4. I think 9 isn't a bad number. I just think that there's a lot of really difficult games and a lot of toss-up games here. You can see them losing UTEP, San Diego State, Fresno State, Air Force, BYU, on the road at Wyoming. Even Utah State, they have a lot of losable games and a lot of 50-50 games here, in my opinion. Right now, Joe Murray, we have them going 1-2-3-4. We have them going 4-2 on the road. I mean, that's, you know, that seems very logical for a good team, maybe not an elite team. And we're also giving them wins at UTEP, home versus San Diego State, at Air Force, at Nevada, home versus Utah State. Like, we're not giving them cheapy wins here. So, look, I just think this is a team that has an extremely tough schedule. I think they're going to be real close to that 9-win marker. I could see them going 10-2. It's a definite possibility. If they play up to the level, they could beat Fresno State. They could take, you know, they could sweep that tough stretch in the middle of the season. I'm just not willing to bet on it. I would lean slightly to the under, but I'm not betting on this one. I think 9 wins is a good number. 8.5, 9 is a very good number for Boise State.
Agree. If it was 8.5, I'd think about it. But
me too. But yeah. I think 9. I think I lean under 9. I think I lean over 8.5. I think that right 9, right in that sweet spot. But I wouldn't bet it. I just think that it's too hard of a game too hard of a situation to bet there. Let's move on and start talking about Colorado State, Joe Murray. Unless you had anything else to add to Boise.
No. And if I may, Colorado State, Jay Norvell, I can't remember. Well, maybe, I mean, I'm sure it's happened in front of our faces, but just somebody leaving one school from a conference to go to another. I mean, I know it happens probably in the SEC and all that, but just interesting. Like, is really Nevada to Colorado State? That was very interesting to me. But they got to replace that big tight end there, Trey McBride. He's gone. And the schedule is not great. Dude, they got to play at Michigan, at Washington State. They go to Boise and Air Force, and they'll also welcome in Nevada, which will be very interesting there. So, like, to be completely honest with you, I see them barely around 500, but why don't you tell us a little bit about the transfer rankings, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's Jay. You obviously talked about Jay Norvell's first season. He comes over from Nevada, who loses basically their entire team, which I think is a big reason they move on. They were 3-9 last year under our former friend and BC head coach. Steve Adazio. Jesus, that name escaped me there for a second. And they were 1-3 with him before that. 4-8, 3-9, 7-6. Under Mike Bobo, just not a great team. Bobo had them going for a while, but just unfortunately couldn't rebuild on the fly. 2-6 in conference last year, 1-3 before that, 3-5, 3-6, 5-3. The win total this year on DraftKings, 5.5, over -145, under +125. They did very, very well in the transfer portal, Joe Murray. They are 62nd in the country and got 13 commitments and 13 players to transfer in. Their recruiting rankings not so hot, but regardless, 90th last year, 102nd in 2020, 84th and 85th in 2019, 2018 under Mike Bobo. The strength of schedule, Joe, you just kind of talked about 81st in the country, not an easy schedule, but still obviously in the latter part of the half. They returned just 6 offensive and 6 defensive starters. Their quarterback did move on and transfer. They have maybe, in my opinion, the poorest quarterback situation in the entire country. Clay Millen of Nevada, who I guess, you know, Norvell really liked from Nevada and thought he was going to be his quarterback of the future in Nevada anyways, has transferred in. So he does get Clay Millen. Giles Poor and Jackson Stratton, other guys who are returning for Colorado State. I guess one of them is a JUCO transfer as well, but look, they returned the 73rd overall production in the country, 55% of their offense, which is 95th, and 72% of their defense, which is 41st. Their defense is going to be better, I think. But remember, new system, only returning 6 defensive starters. I don't know exactly how big of a step forward they will take if they do take a step forward. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. This is, again, a team, they had 3 wins last year, San Jose State, New Mexico, and Toledo. And, you know, surprisingly, they had some games where they showed up and games where they really didn't. I'm going to be interested to see, you know, this year especially. Week 1, they're in Ann Arbor, and it's against Michigan, Joe Murray. And I don't know. I'll see if we can pull up the spread here this game because I don't have it with me. But, to me, this is – I mean, you don't think this is a winnable game, right?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. Yeah. As long as we agree, I'll see if we can find the spread here, just for shits and gigs. But yeah, this is going to be a loss for Colorado State. They're not going to win this game. They're 27.5 point dogs here in Michigan. So yeah, I think that we're going to start them off with a loss.
How about Mid? Who do we take in the Mid Tennessee matchup?
So we took Mid Tennessee State, and I still agree with that idea. It's going to be off the Michigan game, and yes, it will be home, and that should be a big game for Jay Norvell. But again, completely new system defensively, new system offensively, new quarterback, a lot of moving parts here, especially with new transfer commitments. Just a ton of moving parts here. I think they're probably more talented than Mid-Tennessee State, but I think Mid-Tennessee State is going to get this win here. There's just a lot more consistency there. I think this is still, you know, they're a better team, but it's going to be a loss there, at least in my opinion. Your thoughts?
Yeah, we picked it early. I know they're at home, but they're going to be off a ass kicking. And they got to go on the road the next week, too.
Yep, and it's exactly the sandwich spot of all sandwich spots. They're at Washington State the very next week in Pullman. I got to be honest, yeah. I give them a better chance in Pullman than I do against Mid-Tennessee State, just the way the schedule breaks, because I do think that they'll probably be looking ahead a little bit to that Washington State game. That'd be a Power 5 victory. I haven't done my Washington State preview. I haven't done the Pac-12 yet. What I can tell you is that I think that if I'm going to give Carl State either Washington State or Mid-Tennessee State. Washington State lost a ton last year. I'm going to give them this win. I know that seems kind of crazy, but I'm going to give them a win there. Actually, you know what? No, I'm not. They're still not good enough. They're still not good enough. They might be one day. They're still not good enough. The week afterwards, I'm going to give them the first win, which is Sacramento State. I will give them a win there. But yeah, so I don't know what to, I don't know what to do with,
How about the Nevada game?
Yeah, so that's going to be off bye. So after Sacramento State, they're going to bye. They're at Nevada. This is a huge game, and I think a game that obviously Norvell will have his team looking ahead to, which again I think is big in that bye. If you like them to win this Nevada game, Joe, then you can't like them next week versus Utah State. That's kind of the way my thought process is. In Reno, I mean, what do you think here? I think that they're still going to be ahead of Nevada.
I have them ahead of Nevada, yes.
Okay.
So if I was just to go by that, Colorado State wins.
Okay. I'm going to give them Nevada. I'm going to say that they're going to lose to Utah State in the letdown of all letdowns.
I agree with that.
Yeah. After Utah State, they are home against Hawaii, which, of course, is another look-ahead spot against Boise, but I'm still going to give them the win there.
Yeah, I think they win.
Again, Hawaii not on the island, not the same team. Next week they're at Boise. We already discussed that game. We gave them a loss. But that game could be tough for Boise. They're coming off Air Force, and Colorado State probably is looking ahead a little bit. After Boise, they're on the road at San Jose State. I'm going to give them a loss there. I'm going to give them a loss there. I think that's again, back-to-back road trips for a team. Going to be tough. I think San Jose State is still going to be pretty good. Wyoming, I'm gonna give Colorado State a win versus Wyoming here.
I have them ahead of Wyoming right now.
I'm gonna give them a win here, and Wyoming the next week, very next week, by the way, Joe Murray is hosting Boise State, so a true look-ahead spot for Wyoming, in this situation. I think that's kind of a big spot for them. Colorado State at Air Force, we already gave Air Force the win. And then home versus New Mexico in the final week of the season. I think this is a potential. I think, again, we'll see how Norvell's doing. I think this is a potential letdown game here. They'll already have not made a bowl if we're already going here. And potential, I think there's a potential for New Mexico to win this game. I'd say it's going to be very close. I'd say it's going to be very, very close. So. Yeah, I don't know. I don't. I'm going to give them the win, but I don't love it.
I have I mean, it's 5.5 is the win total. I'm winning 6 games. I'm locking this bad boy up.
You think they're winning 6 games?
No, I don't. I'm going under 5.5.
Oh, you're going under 5.5. Yeah, I think you're PPing it. Oh, okay. I'll get the bell ready for you. So I'm not going to PP it. You know. I think this one's close, Joe. Because then you make an argument they can win them. They can win one of those games, either Mid-Tennessee State or Washington State, right? I think you make an argument that they could, you know, beat. The schedule really doesn't bear out for them super well. You're right. That we have them right now. What do we have them at? We have them at Sac State, Nevada, Hawaii, Wyoming, New Mexico. So really, that Mid-Tennessee State game early on in the season might really decide their win total there, Joe Murray, at 5.5. That Mid-Tennessee State game could be huge.
I wouldn't be surprised if they went 6-6. I'm just not. If they can't 3-9, 6-6 is a huge upgrade. I'm gonna fade it.
Okay. Yeah, you're gonna fade it.
Going under.
Yeah. Okay, you're going under. That's fine. I'm going to agree. I lean under. I definitely lean under. I think it's going to be very, very close. So I think that's the case there. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I think I'll lean under. All right, let's move on to the fourth team in that conference, which is New Mexico. Joe Murray, what are your thoughts on this New Mexico team? Deanie Gonzalez's third season with New Mexico, and boy, I think they're in trouble on offense.
They're getting that kid Miles Kendrick from Kansas. If you remember him, he ran all over the place.
I do.
For them, I mean, I think they're in, they should be an improved team, and I think around the country, there's respect for them getting better. Like, it's a tough division, but I think people see some of the good things that they've been doing. I'm just trying to pull up my notes here, but yeah, people are behind Deanie Gonzalez. You know, his team collapsed at the end of the year last year. So I think they kind of ran out of gas, but they get a bunch of guys back. But they get Maine on the schedule. UTEP could be interesting. They got a road game at New Mexico State. So, you know, as far as the win total goes, I think they're capable. And last year they went 3-9. Can they be one win better? I'm not going to bet it, but we can go over the schedule. And I don't know what I only know of that transfer, the quarterback. So I think they're up and to the right. Can they get four wins? It's possible.
By the way, I did note that I did not discuss the TARP ratings for Boise State or Colorado State. Oh. Boise State in the TARP ratings, -5.5 points, and especially on defense, -5 points defense, half an offense. On Colorado State, they actually still lost despite getting the 62nd rated class. 12 points of TARP loss, 7 offensive, which obviously comes from the big tight end. And then 5 defensive points of TARP loss there, too. I still think that the TARP is probably overreactionary to Colorado State there. I think that that -12 is probably too harsh. But I will tell you that there's pretty much no one positive in the entire Mountain West. It's going to be a lot of they got raided last year. Fair point. All right, moving on to New Mexico. Deanie Gonzalez in his third season here. He was 3-9 last year, 1-7 in conference. The years before that, 2-5, 2-10, and then 2018, 3-9, 3-9 as well. In conference, last year, 1-7, 2-5 in COVID, 0-8 in 2019, 1-7 in 2018, 0-1 in 2017 before the conference was really made. The win total on DraftKings this year, 3 over even money, under -120. Taking a look at those recruiting rankings, they did get better last year, 96 in the country, 107 before that, 116th, 122 before that. The portal this year, not been kind to them, 120th in the country, just 6 commitments in the portal, and the strength of schedule is even more brutal, Joe Murray, 76 in the country. So New Mexico has a tough schedule and did not do well in the portal. They are returning 5 offensive starters and 7 defensive starters. You take a look at, and I'll see if I can pull them up, their offense. Whoa. Hold on. Hold on. So, sorry about that, a little technical difficulties, and by that I mean I knocked down my mic. They're in terms of the returning production, 101st overall in the country, so not good. Definitely not good if you're a New Mexico fan in terms of returning production. 44% of their offensive production returns was 122nd in the country. They do return 71% of their defense, 49th in the country. The defense should be better, Joe. I mean, you look at kind of what they're doing there. The defense should be better. They had a decent defense. They have 8 of the top 10 tacklers back, and they should be stronger. They really should be. You mentioned Miles Kendrick, the Kansas transfer coming in. They still have Isaiah Chavez and CJ Montez as well to challenge him, but I would expect Miles Kendrick to be the starter for this team. Again, Miles Kendrick did a decent job with Kansas, another comparable team in terms of talent and everything. I'd say Kansas is probably better than New Mexico. Let's start with their schedule, Joe Murray. We talked about Maine. What are your thoughts on this Maine football team? They were good last year, Joe Murray. They were very, very good. I think, again, I'm not calling it out just yet, but look the fuck out. This could be a Maine team that upsets an FCS opponent, and I think it's very possible that they can win this game against New Mexico. New quarterback, not returning a lot of production offensively. Again, when they got absolutely smoked last year and when they faced some real competition games, Madison, Northern Illinois, which is why I'm hesitant. But Maine, I don't know, man. I think they could potentially do that. We'll see what the spread is and everything when those lines come out. But be careful. I'm going to give the win in New Mexico. But boy, I don't feel great about that one. Not at all. Week number two, home versus Boise State. We already talked about that game. We have Boise in that one. Week three, home versus UTEP. We already gave that game to UTEP. Week four at LSU. I think we can just call that a loss very nice and simply. So we're going 1-3 in the non-conference. Week four, they are on the road at UNLV, Joe, in a game that I think Danny Gonzalez must win to save his job. This is, in my opinion, a must-win game. It's a UNLV program in Marcus Arroyo, who's in his third year, a program on the rise. I'm going to be honest with you, Joe. I don't think they win this game.
I don't either.
It's a huge game for them. I don't think they win this game. So I'm giving them a loss there. The next week, they are home versus Wyoming.
And so I think this is a winnable game, but I don't have it as a win on my thing. I have Wyoming ahead.
Okay. Let me see where they have here. So they are coming off San Jose State when they face Wyoming, and they have a bye after this game. So this is a game that, you know, it's not even like a look-ahead spot for them. I do agree with you. Win a bowl game, I'm going to give it to Wyoming. But I don't feel great about that. Fair enough? I think that's fair
enough.
Good. On the road at New Mexico State.
Win.
Ooh. I think so too. I think you got to give them, some of these games here. So on the road, New Mexico State to win, home versus Fresno State. That's a loss. They have a bye and they're on the road at Utah State. That's a loss.
I think it's a loss. Air Force is a loss.
Yep. And the home versus San Diego State is a loss. And then we already talked about Colorado State. We gave them a win. So we have them ending the season, Joe, at 2-10, which would be under that 3 marker now. I think that UNLV game is winnable. I think that Wyoming game is winnable. I think the Colorado State game potentially could be winnable. So I think there's 3 other games on the schedule that could be wins, along with Maine and New Mexico State. So I'm not gonna bet it. I lean under 3 though. I think 2-3 or 3-2 seems like a reasonable record in those games. I'm not betting it, but I definitely lean that way. Definitely lean under.
Yeah, no bet for me. I root for this team, but, man, do they suck.
I think Danny Gonzalez gets fired after the season. I do think Myles Kendrick will be fun to watch, though. I think he'll be a fun person to watch down there. Okay, Utah State, let's move on. Joe Murray, what are your thoughts on Logan Bonner and this Utah State football team?
They shocked the shit out of me last year in that, was it a bowl game? What, a MAC championship or whatever? The championship game? Like, they shocked the shit out of me. I literally was like, I couldn't believe what they did. So like, am I now a believer? Is that, like, something to be scared about going into the new season when it comes to Utah State? I know that people like them. I have them slightly ahead of Nevada and just behind Fresno. But Blake Anderson had a really good first year. And you mentioned Logan Bonner, who we've seen now for – I don't know how long, but they have to deal with some problems. Alabama. What else do they have? San Diego State. They get Air Force at home. So I have them, Dan, down from a year ago. But this is a team that everyone's going to get behind. And we've already looked at a few spots where they have winnable games. So they're going to be the tough in this conference, but is Logan Bonner the best quarterback?
I think he's up there. I think Hank Bachmeier's up there.
Bachmeier, he can't stay healthy, but yeah.
I think Jake Haner's up there.
Jake Haner's probably the name, you know.
Yep, I think Braxton Burmeister has a chance.
Burmeister, yeah.
I think there are some very good quarterbacks. And then your boy Shevin Cordero is in San Jose State now. Yeah. I think Haner's
probably the class because he could have went out, but yeah.
I'd say Haner and Bonner are pretty close.
Yep. So, I mean, I don't know what they did in the portal. I know you sent over some notes, but the win total 7. And yeah, we can go over the schedule, but I'm right on the number.
Okay. As you mentioned, Blake Anderson, second year in charge here in Utah State, 11-3 last year in 2021 in his first year, 7-2 in conference. 2020, they were 1-5, 2019, 7-6, 2018, 11-2, 2017, 6-7. In conference record, 1-5, 2020, 6-2, 2019, 7-1, 2018, 2017, 4-4. So really, for the last 4 years, with the exception of COVID, this team has been dominant in conference. You mentioned their win total, 7, over even money at DraftKings, under minus 120. The recruiting rankings, I will say, have fallen quite a bit from the last couple of years. 107 in 2018, 189 in 2019, 122 in 2020, and 128 last year. I will say, though, Blake Anderson did get his stuff done. 54th in the transfer portal overall, 7 commitments, big for them. 80th in strength of schedule, Joe Murray. 80th this year in strength of schedule. They are returning 7 offensive starters, including quarterback Logan Bonner, 5 defensive starters, 63rd most production offensively. Returning 63% of their offensive production, 74th in the country. Defense, 47%, 119th in the country, which means 113th overall. And that is going to be the story with Utah State, is ton of losses defensively. What are they able to do to make up for it? Yeah. And I think that that's going to be the real question of this team and the real question of what this team really is and what this team can be under Blake Anderson this year. And that's why you're seeing the win total at 7, a drop from 11. I think obviously why. Again, they have a decent secondary, but they're in serious, serious trouble. In my opinion, that's where we need to start, is Utah State and their, I guess, defense, Joe Murray. Where do you want to start with the schedule or take over? Or do you want to talk about that bowl game last year that they were so good at?
I just couldn't believe that they averaged, 30, almost 33 points a game a year ago. Dude, they gave up 35 points per game the year before. So you mentioned the defense. That's where it is. They got 5, you mentioned the 5 starters coming back. But that road schedule is not easy, Dan.
They also have four or five offensive linemen coming back too, which should be very, very big for Logan Bonner and that unit. Let's jump into the schedule. Obviously, you mentioned that win last year in Inglewood at the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl over Oregon State. Huge win in that one last year. And they ended the year again on a 46-13 win against San Diego State in the championship game, Joe. Week zero, they are in Logan, Utah against UConn, Joe Murray. You agree that this is going to be a Utah State win?
I agree, yes.
Okay. Week 2 on the road at Alabama, they're not winning that one. Week 3, home versus Weber State. And Weber State right now, or I believe last year, I'll see if I can pull them up, I believe they were pretty decent in their schedule.
They're at home before league play. I kind of give them a win.
Yep. That would be my guess, too. I'm going to give them a win here. But again, Weber State last year, 6-5. Not a terrible team. They were decent. Off the bye, this team is home against UNLV. I think this is a win. I do. I think this is a win, too. Again, UNLV. But UNLV returns a ton of production. They just don't return the quarterback. So I think that's going to be the difference there in this game, is the quarterback play. At BYU, we have not discussed this game. At BYU, Joe Murray, this team just doesn't have enough, in my opinion, to go in the Provo and beat BYU on the road.
If they do, I'd be shocked.
Yeah. there's just not enough there. They just don't have enough defensively to kind of make that happen. Unfortunately, just not quite enough. And after BYU, they're home versus Air Force, and we gave this game to Utah State. I think this is a good game. I think Utah State wins this game. I do. But I think this is going to be a very, very close game. You can make that go either way, honestly. And that's going to be a toss-up. I think that...
Yeah, you know, I'm torn on that one.
I think there'll be a small favorite in, you know, in Utah State. Week after that, they're on the road at Colorado State. We gave Colorado State the win. So we have Colorado State beating Air Force and Colorado State. Back-to-back weeks there. I don't know how I feel about that. After that is on the road at Wyoming. I'm giving Wyoming.
Back-to-back road game.
Yeah, back-to-back road game is going to be Wyoming the win there. Then there is a bye. After that, New Mexico, we gave Colorado State the win in that one, which I feel comfortable at. Here is one of the ones where I think they get upset. On the road in Hawaii, after New Mexico, that's a loss to me. New Mexico, Hawaii on the island this year, Joe Murray, against a team that just doesn't return a lot. Now, it is towards the end of the year, and maybe they'll put things together. But again, defensively, returning just 119th production in the country. I think that's a game where you could really look at it and say that could be a game that Utah State blows.
I have Utah State winning it, but you know, if they somehow lose to BYU, lose to Air Force, and hiccup against, you know, have lose two out of three versus Colorado State, Wyoming, or Utah State, they could definitely look ahead at Hawaii as a bad place to play. And it doesn't get any easier after that.
No, then they finish with San Jose State at home and Boise State on the road, which we've already given a loss. San Jose State at home, Joe Murray. What are you doing with this one? I think this one's tough. Another team that doesn't return a ton of production, but they bring in a very good quarterback in Chevin Cordero. You know, they have a very similar win total at 6.5. I think this is going to be close. I'm going to go with Utah State in the offense, but I don't feel great about that. So right now, this team, we have UConn, Weber, UNLV, Air Force, Colorado State, New Mexico, and San Jose State. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have them exactly at 7 wins. And I got to be honest with you, Joe, when you break down the schedule, they could go any which way. Because I think they could easily lose at home to Air Force, easily lose it on the road to Colorado State. That Wyoming game is winnable, and that Hawaii game is winnable. I think this is very close. I think I actually lean over on the Utah State number.
Wow.
I think it's close because I just think there's a lot of winnable games in there. Like, I think they can beat Wyoming on the road. I think they can beat Hawaii on the road, but I also don't think they will. This is a tough one. It's a stay away from me.
Yeah, I have them with 7 wins.
Yep.
But I think there are a few that could go either way.
I agree. I have them with 7, but I think a couple of their losses could be wins, a couple of wins could be losses. It's a pass for me. It is a pass for me.
Yep, I agree. Yeah. And right. people are gonna like them too. Like, they're gonna be
their team I'm gonna bet, Joe, because I think they're gonna be this is gonna be an over team. Rough defense, especially early on, very high octane offense. Logan Bonner and 4 out of 5 offensive linemen. I mean, that, you know, you can't ask for much more in terms of returning. And they returned Calvin Tyler, their starting running back too. So I mean, you know, really they have a lot. So wide receiver corps that's going to have some problems this year, but we'll see. All right, let's move into Wyoming and this team. Craig Bull's 9th season, Joe. What are your thoughts on this Wyoming
team? They've been good with him. I mean, they've won at least 6 games in each of the last 5 years. So Craig Bowles done a nice job considering that they only averaged less than 18 points a game last year in the West. So, and dude, they have quarterback problems, and they lose their running back, and they lose everything. Like, they've lost a ton. They've one returner that I saw at least, but their defense has been their strength. They got a kid named Easton Gibbs. Watch out for him. And remember, they had Chad Muma. He's a kid that they had for a while. So a couple of transfers in there you could probably tell us about. That was one note that I had about them. And But overall, like, they win six games a year. I'm down on them this year. I think they've lost too much. Levi Williams, the kid Valade went to Arizona State. Their top wide receiver went to Texas. So I know that they got a few guys in there. Dude, they play your favorite team, Illinois. They're at BYU. And then they get Air Force, Utah State, and Boise State in Laramie. So, and then they got and then they close in Fresno. So I am down on them personally, but it's hard for me to fade them. And what's the number right now? Five? So they've gone 6 5 years in a row. It's kind of hard to go against that.
Yeah, let's take a look at Craig Bohl's ninth season head coaching for the Cowboys. They were 7-6 last year, 2-4 in COVID, 8-5 in 2019, 6-6 in 2018, 8-5 in 2017, pretty much bowling every year. However, the team struggles in conference, Joe. Just 2-6 in conference last year, 2-4 in 2020, 4-4 in 2019, 4-4 in 2018, 0-1 in 2017. So despite the fact that they're going bowling, they're not having a ton of success in conference. The win total is 5 over plus 105, under minus 125 at DraftKings. The recruiting rankings very consistently meh. 124th in 2018, 96th in 2019, 116th in 2020, 111th in 2021. Talking about the transfer portal, 130th this year, just 3 commitments in the transfer portal this year, and they are only returning 4 offensive starters and 4 defensive starters. Which is a problem. 51% of the returning offensive production, 107th in the country, 59% of their defensive production, which is 96th in the country, 112th overall. It does feel like Andrew Peasley, the Utah State transfer, is going to get the chance to be the guy who wins the job there. They also have Evan Svoboda and Hank Gibbs, the other guys who could be competing for that job. Look, yeah, they lost a lot. There is no doubt about it. Titus Fenn, though, I mean, I think he's a very, very good running back. He was one of the best backups in the entire country last year to Xavier Holiday. I think they will be okay there. They do bring back Trent Welch. They bring back 2 of their offensive linemen, which are both the tackles. So at least the outside to that offensive line should be okay. Take a look at what they did in Tarp, -8.5 in Tarp, -5.5 offensive, -3 defensive. So yeah, they definitely lost a lot in Tarp, which is not great. By the way, Utah State, -1.5 in Tarp, -2.5 defensively, gained 1 offensively. Not a ton there to look into. Let's get into the schedule here for this Wyoming Cowboys team on the road at Illinois. And I hate Illinois as much as the next guy, but this is too much of a tall task for Craig Bohl early on. They just don't have enough to go on the road in Illinois and win that game. As much as I fucking hate Illinois and that team, just not enough there. Week 2, they are home against Tulsa.
No.
This is a loss.
They don't have the offense.
Yeah, they're just not there yet again, still. Not quite there. Week 3, home versus Northern Colorado. I'm going to call this a win. I think they'll win this game pretty easily, actually. But it's not in a great spot off Tulsa in a look ahead versus Air Force. Again, another sandwich spot for these teams. I would not be shocked if Northern Colorado at least, very least, covers that game. Week 4 versus Air Force, we've already given them a loss versus Air Force. I agree with that statement. And then next week, they're on the road at BYU. I think we can call that a loss. The week after that, they are home versus San Jose State. I think San Jose State, again, is a team in a very similar predicament as this Wyoming team. I think this one is a complete toss-up, because if this was in San Jose State, I would say it's a win for them. It's in Wyoming. I'm going to give them a win. Do not feel good about it. The next week, they're on the road in at New Mexico. We already gave that win to Wyoming there. They have a bye, and then they are home versus Utah State. I think this is a good spot for them. They catch Utah State on the back-to-back road trip, and they are off a bye versus Utah State. The next week, they're at Hawaii. I think that's a loss.
A winnable game, but
oof, it is.
A lot of these teams get Hawaii late in the season.
And on the road, too. They then have a bye and they're at Colorado State. We already gave that game to Colorado State, so that is a loss for them. The week afterwards, they are home versus Boise. We have Wyoming beating them, and I think that is a good upset right there. I think that's a good upset right there. I think Boise in a real bad scheduling spot, and Wyoming a good loss versus Colorado State. Look ahead, spot to Boise. I think they win that game. And finally, they face Fresno. I think that's a loss. So we have Wyoming, Northern Cup. We have Wyoming right now at exactly 5 wins. And I think we've been generous with the schedule. I definitely do. Now, the 2 games I look at on their schedule and say, what else can they win? At Hawaii and at Colorado State. I think those both could be wins. I also think they could easily lose to Boise, easily lose to Utah State, easily lose to San Jose State. And I think that we've been way more than generous here. I'm going to say, Joe Murray, I'm going to go. I'm not going to BP it because Craig Bull finds himself a way into a bowl every fucking year. But damn, do I lean the under here? I think this is a pretty strong underplay. You know, again, if you're making me choose a side, I would go under here with this Wyoming team. I'm not going to, but that would definitely be the way I would lean. So,
agree.
All right. So 1 hour down, 6 teams done. Let's finish up the other 6 in the next hour and then get the fuck out of here for you guys. Let's start with Fresno State. Joe Murray, what are your thoughts on this Fresno State football team this year?
So I actually have Fresno. I'm just pulling up my notes real quick. I have Fresno number 1 in the West. Jeff Tedford, as you mentioned, back to the sidelines. They went 10-3 last year. He's off to Washington. But Jake Haner, 33 touchdowns, 4,000 yards. Like, he's going to be one of these quarterbacks that people watch week in and week out. They're very deep at receiver. Now, they're going to lose their running back, but they get Jordan Mims, who's still there. I don't know much about the transfer. Maybe you can get us in that one. But that, you know, 20 points per game last year is what their defense did. They ranked 2nd in the Mountain West in pass efficiency of defense last year, and they were 3rd against the run, and they get 7 starters back. So as far as their defense goes, I think they're going to be very good defensively. So that's my early take on them. I had one other note on them. What was the other one? Sorry, I had it right here, and I'm losing it right now. But yeah, they're the team that I have. I have them 3rd overall, but they got to go to Oregon State at US. They got Oregon State at USC and at Boise. That's just early on in the year. So that's going to be their test. What can they do early on? Best case scenario, I think they can win 10. I have them at 8, and I think the win total is 8.5. So what are your thoughts?
That is correct. 8.5 over minus 130, under plus 110 at DraftKings. Jeff Tedford returning for his first year / fourth season, depending on how you want to look at it. They were 10-3 last year, 3-3 in COVID, 4-8 in 2019, 12-2 in 2018, 10-4 in 2017, 6-2 in conference last year, 3-3 in 2020, 2-6 in 2019, 7-1 in 2018, 5-1 in 2017. Recruiting rankings, 91st in 18, 81st in 2019, 101 in 2020, 71 last year. They are 35th. Overall in the entire country in the transfer portal, 12 commitments, 107 strength of schedule this year, 107th in the country, which I think is a very good number for them. They are returning 8 offensive starters, 7 defensive starters. They return 4 out of 5 offensive linemen. They return 83% of their offensive production, which is 19th in the country, which means, damn, this is going to be good offense probably again. Defensively, 73%, which is going to be 40th, 22nd overall. And as we talked about earlier, Jake Haner is returning as the quarterback here for Fresno State. So look, first things first, I do think they're going to be good defensively. I think defensively last year they overachieved a little bit. I still think they're probably going to be pretty similar to, you know, kind of where this is. I just think that this is going to be a very good defense, but maybe not quite as good as they were last year. They were unbelievable last year. Again, they also had a the benefit of a pretty easy Mountain West schedule. They did get absolutely shellacked by Boise. All right, let's get into the schedule here. Week one versus Cal Poly. They are winning that game. I'd be stunned if they didn't. Week two, Joe Murray, this is going to be an interesting one. Home versus Oregon State in a look-in spot to USC. This is a tough one for me.
I just don't think so for the conference, they don't need it. That's the way I look at it. Like, if we're just thinking conference, I wouldn't worry about these games. But win totals, oof, they'll be lucky to split.
See, I think this is a win, and I'll tell you why. Boise State's on the road in Corvallis week one. So Oregon State's already prepping for Boise. They get Boise week one. Then they have to go back into Fresno for week two, which is a tough road trip. And even for a Pac-12 team, okay? And they'll be coming off the Boise game. Fresno really needs to win one of these USC-Oregon State games. I think they do if they want to be considered a big, you know, a bigger program, get into a good bowl. I think this is a big win for them. I think I'm going to give them the win. Again, in Corvallis, different story. In Fresno, big difference. I'm going to give them the win against Oregon State.
I'll do that. I think they can beat USC, personally. Now, going on the road, at Rose Bowl is not easy, but we don't know what USC is going to be. Like, I just figure a good coach to a good, like a program like that, they play better, right? Like, that's just... But there's issues at USC. You know, there's transfers. There's all sorts of booster stuff going on. And Lincoln Riley's under – I mean, they want to get out of that conference. You know what I mean? So there's a lot going on there that Fresno with Jake Hayner could be, like, the star. You know, 10:30 game at the Rose Bowl, he could have his coming out party as – I'm not going to call him the Heisman. I don't think he's going to win. But, like, hey, who knows? They could go 10-2, and he could be in the conversation.
Okay, I'm going to give them a loss here. I just think that USC is going to be very, very good this year. They added.
I think they're a power conference team, and you know, you got back-to-back road games here. I just think it is winnable. I'll chalk it up as a loss, but I think it's something they could win.
Yep. By the way, in the TARP this year, Fresno State was even. So even though they had a fantastic transfer portal, they did lose a lot of defensive production in the transfer portal there. So it's wrong to say that. All right, after USC, I haven't gone 2-1. After USC, I say they're on a bye. Then they are at UConn. This is going to be a really frustrating one because the week afterwards they're on the road to Boise State. So back to back roadies.
They got to go to Connecticut then.
Yep,
Fresno,
I know.
UConn, back
I know.
To-
and then back to Boise. Which
a lot of flying around.
Which is, yeah, it is. Now, we have Boise, we have Fresno winning this game. But, boy, I don't feel super great about it. I just don't feel super great about it. It's a lot of travel.
Schedule gets a little easier, though.
Yeah. But they'll also be battle-tested, so I think that is possible. And, who knows what they actually send out to UConn. You know exactly. Home versus San Jose State after Boise. I think this is...
They crushed them last year, 40-9.
Yeah, I know that. But after back-to-back weeks on the road in a huge emotional game versus Boise, which I think they want to get revenge for, I think they're going to lose to San Jose State. I think that's a bad, bad spot in their schedule.
I just, if it's the same team coming back, I don't see. It's just, if I'm going by last year, no.
What, against San Jose State?
I gave San Jose State a shot last year. They got fucking smoked.
Again, spot betting works when you're talking about these conference teams and situations.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's after an emotional game, so I get it.
Yep.
But
And especially if we're giving them a win in that emotional game. On the road in New Mexico after that San Jose State loss from us is a win. They then are home versus San Diego State. I'm going to give them a win here.
Yeah, they beat them last year on the road when San Diego State was a top 25 team.
Yeah, I mean, they beat them convincingly, too.
Yeah, I watched Fresno a ton last year, and I thought they were overrated. And in the end, they were. You know, in the end, they were. But I just think this dude, Hayner, is legit, man. Remember, is he coming back? Is he not? Remember, there was a bunch of shit going on there for a little while over at Fresno. But the rest of the way here, though, they get Hawaii at home.
Yep, Hawaii at home, and then UNLV and Nevada back-to-back. This might be the only other spot I'd look at and say no.
They can Nevada up here. Always plays them tough. Last year, they beat them by 2 points.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give that a win for Fresno. It's the back-to-back. I think it's UNLV that they're going to have a trip that they're actually going to have problems with, Joe. And I'm going to give them the win here, but I don't feel super confident about that. Final week versus Wyoming, we gave this one to Fresno too. So right now, Joe, we have Fresno at 10-2. I look at the schedule and say, okay, well, they can lose Oregon State, they can lose Boise, they can lose San Diego State. I think they'll get one of those wins.
Yeah.
Right?
I think they'll get Dan, I see 8 wins with my eyes. I see 8.
I think they get 9. I think they get 9, but it's gonna be real.
So then toss up the other ones, right? Is it San Diego State? Is it USC? Is it Oregon State? Can they win one out of those? And I think they can.
I think it's close. I think I have them at 9 wins. I can see them having 8 wins, though. I can see them losing Oregon State, USC, Boise State, and San Diego State or UNLV.
Let's be honest, though. What if Hayner, like, has a bad game against Oregon State and then on national TV blows it? Like, he'll go to UConn and put up some numbers, and then he's got basically a conference tournament game against Boise. If they lose, dude, he could, like, you know, rest for the draft. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't.
That scares me about them, but they should be loaded.
Yeah, should be. I don't think they will be. But yeah, I don't know. I think this Fresno State team is going to be competitive. I think the defense is going to be good, not great. I think the offense is going to be great, and I think that a lot they're bringing in a lot. Tedford, in my opinion, is a coach upgrade. I just think this team is going to be really good. I think eight or nine wins. Again, I don't love this one, but I lean over. I lean over Fresno. Little square, lean over. Nothing to see here. Okay, let's move on to your team, the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors, Joe Murray. Tell me about this Hawaii football team, right? Timmy Chang, his first year as head coach.
Okay, so don't get excited, everybody. I do have them in the bottom three of this conference. I think UNLV might be better than them, but I'm going Hawaii a little better. So you mentioned Timmy Chang coming over. They changed their whole program. Like, they're changing it all, Dan. They're going back to the old gun and shoot. Their defense is depleted. Like, I'm curious what their TARP rating is at one point. But, you know, when I look at Hawaii overall, though, like, this is not anything that you have seen over the last. Like, this is going to be a, hey, Hawaii, like, they want it back to their culture. They got I think they got the kid from Pitt, backup quarterback there. He was going to play behind. What's his name there? So, They have revamped everything. They gave up almost 32 points a game. They gave up 6 yards on defense per play. Oh, one starter back on defense. Dude, this is a rebuild. But at the same time, a coach with nothing to lose who's played there before, he might let it loose. The kids might have fun. You never know. I just don't think they have the talent, though.
Yeah, this is going to be really interesting in one of those cases where I'm looking back already and I'm already regretting a schedule decision that we made with them. They returned the 130th most production in the entire country. 33% of their offense, which is 127th. 33% of their defense, which is 130th. You mentioned Joey Yellen, the Pitt transfer. They're also bringing in Cam Cooper from Washington State. So hopefully one of those two guys will get it under Timmy Chang again. 4 offensive starters return, just 2 defensive starters. They're going to be terrible defensively. The schedule is not even that much easier. 91st in the country. They got they're 82nd in the transfer portal, Joe. 13 commitments, but still so much talent went out. Minus 12 in the net TARP ratings. 7 offensive point loss, 5 defensive points lost. They're recruit rankings, 95th, 114th, 125, 125. It does feel like they are almost completely restarting. They still went 6-7 last year and 5-4 the year before that. 10-5 in 2019 was their peak. 8-6 and they in 2018, had talent. 3-9 in 2017.
They've had talent. The problem is they're all gone. Yeah. And the last coach, Todd Graham, pissed a lot of people off. So a lot of the talent they could have kept in house, Dan, they went elsewhere. So I just think this year it's going to be a rebuild, but Timmy Chang's got the keys and we'll see, man, because the win total's 4.5. You mentioned they won, what, 6 last year?
They went 6-7, 3-5 in conference.
Dude, they actually beat Oregon State last year, which I could not believe, by the way. But I don't know. I look at, like, their schedule, though. Like, there are some games on here that they can absolutely win. But to get the 4.5, I'd like to see you do it.
All right. Conference record in 2021, 3-5, 2020, 4-4, 5-3, 5-3, 19-18. 0-1 in 2017. Let's get down and dirty with Hawaii's schedule here. Week one, we have them hosting Vanderbilt, Joe Murray. I'll tell you what the spread is of that game right now.
It's 6.5, 6.
Vanderbilt is 7-point favorites at Hawaii.
So I think just this, I think Vanderbilt wins here.
Okay, I do too. Week two, Joe Murray, we have Hawaii beating Western Kentucky.
Yeah, Western Kentucky is taking a huge step back offensively.
Western Kentucky is 12.5-point favorites on the road in the island.
I don't love the spread, but Western Kentucky has more talent coming back than Hawaii.
Yeah, I'm going to change my pick there. I'm going to take Western Kentucky in that game. Just an FYI, I'm on the road in Hawaii. I know it's a tough game. I'm still taking Western Kentucky.
Yeah, and then they go to Michigan and forget about it. That's not happening. Yeah. Duquesne's winnable. Like, Hawaii beat Duquesne on the island.
Did Duquesne beat a team last year, or were they close?
Trying to remember. I'll look them up right now.
I think they were pretty close to beating someone last year. And I will see what the
they beat Ohio 28-26, but
that's what it was.
But they like lost to Sacred Heart, dude. They did beat Bryant, but they did beat Ohio last year.
They did. Okay, it's a big trip for them. So I'm going to give them the win versus Duquesne at New Mexico State. After that,
I think they can win it. It's just about going on the road.
Yeah, I'd say unfortunately this is a loss for them. So I'm gonna give them a loss there. Mexico State's gonna win some games. After that, they have a bye that are on the road at San Diego State. Same thing there. That's gonna be a loss. The home game versus Nevada is gonna be real interesting to me, Joe. I think they're gonna win this game. I have Hawaii winning this game. It's gonna be again on the island. It's so tough. And Nevada has San Diego State the week afterwards. I think this is a very winnable game for them. On the road at Colorado State, we gave this game to Colorado State. Home versus Wyoming, we gave this game to Hawaii, Joe Murray, which I think is fair considering the scheduling spot for Wyoming and how talent they've lost. Hawaii is then on the road at Fresno State. That is a loss. Home versus Utah State, I think this is a – we actually have this as a win for Hawaii, but I think that could be that could definitely be a challenge right there. If they beat Utah State, then I'm calling UNLV a big loss, and then at San Jose State a loss there. So right now, Joe Murray, we have them at 4 wins on the season. Now, I think it's very possible they beat Vandy week one. Okay, when we do the SEC preview, I'll take a look a little bit deeper into that game. At New Mexico State is a winnable game. Home versus Nevada, winnable game. We have them as a win. At Colorado State, winnable game. Don't think they'll win, but it's a winnable game. Let's see. At Colorado State, winnable game. Home versus Wyoming, winnable game.
I think I would leave it as I don't think they get 5 wins, but if they did, holy smokes. I'm being 1,000% honest with you. I'm expecting them to be bad, but you know, these guys that were former quarterbacks have been successful as offensive coordinators. Now he's the head coach. That's different. But generally, these guys figure it out. But it might not be this year.
Yeah, I still think, just looking at this right now, Joe, I think they're a 4-5 win team.
Yep, and so there's no value in the over. There's no value. Yep.
And again, what you're seeing a lot with this conference is the deeper you get into these conferences, right, and the more that you look at these teams, the less value there is going to be in the big ones, because a lot of people have already going to be, you know, scooped up the good numbers here. All right, let's move into Nevada. Joe Murray, what are your thoughts on Nevada? They returned the least amount of production in the entire country.
So I have Nevada ahead of Colorado State. I'm not, I don't love it, but man.
Oh, I think you're crazy.
No, I do too. I do too. I think I'm crazy. But Shane Illingworth comes in. What else did I have? Three road trips. Hawaii before San Diego State. That was one of the things I saw. And then they get Boise State and Fresno. And they'll get San Diego State at home. What was the other note I had on that? But they're completely different, though. Like, this isn't the Nevada team, the Carson Strong, that I was very high on, like, a year ago. Running back Tua, is he still there?
I'll take a look. Let's see.
He is. How about Tua? Is still there. How old is that damn guy? How old?
He's a redshirt senior.
How old is that man? So, dude, I'm going to tell you right now, that dude's a bowling ball. I'm not saying he's great, but, like, he does get the bulk of the carries. So if they need to lean on a running game a little bit while they get their, you know, while they get their thing going. But overall, though, like, this is a team that has good recruits, talent, but they lost a lot of it this year with a new coach. They're not scoring 35 points in, which makes me think they're going to kind of suck.
Yeah, I mean, their win total this year, Joe Murray, is 5. They return the least amount of production in all of college football this year. You know, they lost a large of their – they have just 4 – well, let's get into it. We'll do what we do and normally do. Ken Wilson's first year with the team. Ken Wilson obviously coming over. And, I think this is a pretty good hire, right? I mean – don't you agree that Ken Wilson is a at least in my opinion is a pretty good hire? I mean, he was the Oregon, right, defensive coordinator, co-defense coordinator there. I think it's a pretty good hire. I think he was pretty decent at Oregon. Let's move into their schedule and what they kind of done. Last year, 8-5, 2020, 7-2, 2019, 7-6, 2018, 8-5, 2017, 3-9. So Jay Norvell really kind of worked this program up and said that they were going to be better. 5-3 in conference in 2021, 6-2 2020, 4-4, 5-3, 0-1. Their win total 5 this year, over plus 120, under minus 140. Look at the recruiting rankings, with the exception of 2020, 86 in 2021, 120 in 2020, 90 in 19, and 81 in 18. This year in the transfer portal, 115th overall, 15 different commitments, which makes sense. Minus 14 in TARP, 7 offensive points, 7 defensive points. They also have a brutal strength of schedule, 84th in the country. Just 2 offensive returning starters, 4 defensive returning starters. They returned 20% of their offensive production, last in the country. They returned 34% of their defensive production, which is 129th in the country, which is 3rd to last. 131st overall. They do bring in Shane Illingworth, the transfer quarterback from Oklahoma State. He was really good last year when he needed to fill in. So I like Illingworth as a player. Defensively, they're going to be awful. I really think they're going to be awful. Their secondary might be okay. They're in trouble up front. I mean, they have basically brand new everything, Joe. This is going to be really, really tough for them. Let's get into it. Their schedule. They open up week zero, at New Mexico State in Las Cruces. This is a loss to me.
I think they're too talented.
No, I don't think so. This is a loss week one.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, look at Texas State, a team that's not great, but puts up a lot of points. Nevada's at home. If they're off a loss, that's a tough game with Incarnate World on deck, which is a win, and then they got Iowa. So, like, the way I look at it, they need that win. They need that win.
I think they're losing in New Mexico State. I think they're beating Texas State in Nevada. Tough place to travel to. Not easy. At home, it should be a much better atmosphere for Ken Wilson and the Wolfpack. I think that's a win. So I think they're losing New Mexico State, and they're beating Texas State. Week three, Incarnate Word. Now, this Incarnate Word team, Joe, was fucking fantastic last year. So don't discount the Incarnate Word football program, okay? They were really good last year, man. They were number 13 overall in the FCS. I mean, they were number 12 overall. Excuse me. They were 10-3. They were damn good, man. They were damn good. They lost to Sam Houston State, by who won the thing by 7 points. Like, you know, they were freaking good. And by the way, this is a team that went into Texas State in San Marcos and beat Texas State last year. So they beat a team that is similar to this team. Now, I think Nevada is too talented for them, but I think that game is going to be close. And it's a look ahead to Iowa. So be careful on that one. Again, another one I'd be careful on. On the road at Iowa, that's a loss. So we start starting 2-2. Week five, on the road in Air Force, we have this as a loss for them too. So we have them starting 2-3. They then have a bye, home versus Colorado State. We have that, which is Jay Norvell's return home. We have that as a loss for Nevada already. We discussed that one. The week afterwards, Nevada on the road in Hawaii. We have that as a win for Hawaii. So back-to-back, you know, so a big tough start here. We have them starting 2-5. Then when the San Diego State comes to town, we have them, I'm assuming you have them losing that game. I do. The week afterwards, they're on the road at San Jose State, okay? And I think, what are your thoughts on this one? I think this is a winnable game at San Jose State.
Again, we'll get into them in a minute, but the only thing about that is going on the road, new coach, et cetera.
Yep. But it will be late in the season by this point.
Yeah, Boise on deck. Ooh. They got Boise and Fresno.
They have a bye before them, though.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Still,
I'm going to give them a win here. I think this is a tough win, though. Tough win. They have a bye. They're home, against they're home versus Boise and Fresno, Joe.
Sorry about that. Yes.
So they're back.
They got them both on deck, though. Yes.
Yeah, so we have Boise winning in Nevada, and we have Fresno State winning in Nevada. Okay? So those are both losses. On the road at UNLV to end the year, I'm giving that game to UNLV. Look, so I think they can win New Mexico State week one. I have them as a 3-win team. Maybe I'm shorting them a little bit. And Shane Illingsworth is good, so I probably am shorting them a little bit. But, man, their schedule is tough. Can they win the Colorado State game? Yes, but that's a massive emotional game, a return for a coach. You know he's going to be prepping for that. He probably is already prepping for that game already right now. You know that Texas State and New Mexico State, they're probably splitting those.
Yeah.
So they're probably going 1-1 there. They'll be Incarnate World.
I had them at 6-6 is what I had them at.
Oh, man. I don't think I see four wins in this game.
But I don't want to bet it. We agree to disagree, but I think they beat New Mexico State. I think they can beat Texas State. I think they can beat our Incarnate World. Like, I think they could start 3-0. They're losing to Iowa. They're losing to Air Force.
Okay.
They have a game at Colorado State that they can win, but
it's home, but that's a revenge game in every single aspect.
I think they can beat Hawaii, even though they have to go on the road.
And that's off an emotional game.
Yeah. But San Diego State's beating them. Boise's beating them. Fresno's beating them. So, like, that. But I think they can beat UNLV. But UNLV is the team that I think's on the rise. So, yeah, I had them at 6 wins. But, again, just take out a loss, and it's 5, and I wouldn't bet the over.
Okay, here are the games I think they can win. New Mexico State, Texas State, Incarnate Word, Colorado State, Hawaii, San Jose State, UNLV. So that means they would have to go 6-1 in those games to hit the over.
Yeah.
They're not fucking going 6-1. PP, give me the under. This should be easy. They have 7 winnable games on their schedule. And they can go 6-1. They can. I just don't fucking see it. New Mexico State, Texas State, Incarnate Word, Colorado State, Hawaii, San Jose State, and UNLV. Seven games, and maybe they win. Maybe they get lucky and they catch, you know, San Diego State or Boise State or Fresno State in a spot. Okay, maybe. I don't think they're going 6-1 in those potentially winnable games. I'm going under 5.5. Okay, I'm going under 5.5.
Yeah, no, I like it. Again, I see 6 wins.
Sorry, under five. Excuse me, under five.
Yeah, no, I see six, but again, they could get hit. They've lost so much talent. It's worth going under.
I just don't. They've 7 winnable games. They're not going 6-1 in those games because I mean, Colorado State and they're not winning both Colorado State and Hawaii. They're going to lose one of those games. Either they win in a majorly emotional game, or they're on the road at Hawaii. So you're telling me that they're going to beat UNLV and San Jose State on the road and New Mexico State on the road. They're going to win, you know, 3 or 4 road games and Texas State and Incarnate Word. No, this is an under team. And I know that it's going to be really square just based upon the fact that they're not bringing back a lot. But that's the case. They're not bringing back a lot. They have a first-year coach. I really like the quarterback. I do. But they lost so much everywhere. 1 returning offensive lineman. 4 returning defensive starters.
The under is juice, too. -140.
It is. I'm not scared. I'm taking it. Give me the PP.
Yeah, let's go. No, we got picks, bro. Let's talk about San Diego State. Brady Hoax. Arizona State, I have them ranked 2nd, Dan, and we know about the quarterback, Braxton Burmeister. He'll be getting a shot at San Diego State. Now, their D is losing 6 starters, and their punter, remember him? He was the
Ariaza, right? Matt Ariaza.
Yeah, but they open up a new stadium. Snapdragon Stadium is the name of it, but they went 12-2 last year. I don't think they do that well, but they did 27 points per game. Just looking at it again, we mentioned Burmeister is going to come in here. They have a running back by committee that always does really well, but their defense, 19 points per game, just under 20 points per game a year ago. They went 6-0 in 1-score games last year. But remember, they had that great punter. They're opening up a brand new stadium, but Utah, Fresno State, Boise State, all on the road. That's going to be what decides their season. And the win total for San Diego State, 7.5 right now.
That's right, Joe Murray. 7.5 over -120, under even money at DraftKings. You mentioned they went 12-2 last year, 4-4 during COVID, though. 10-5 in 2019, 7-6 in 2018, 10-3 in 2017. Always been a good program. Brady Hoke's 3rd year coaching this team. 7-2 in conference last year, 4-2 in 2020. So even when they went 4-4, still 4-2 in conference, 5-3 in 2019, 4-4 in 2018, 6-2 in 2017. And this team has only gotten better when it comes to recruiting. 79th in 2018, 91st in 2019, 95th in 2020, 62nd last year. They were 92nd in the transfer portal, though, this year. Just 7 commitments, not a ton of additions. 88th in strength of schedule, so it's going to be a tough schedule still. Returning 5 offensive starters, 7 defensive starters. Braxton Burmeister, you mentioned the Virginia Tech transfers coming in. The returning production, 44% offensively, 120th in the country. That's going to be the problem. That's going to be the real big issue there is how much can they, you know, what are they going to be able to do offensively? Defensively, they returned 64%, which is 80th in the country, 115th overall. So they're losing a lot. This is going to be a team that has to fill in a lot of blanks this year. And I think that that's going to be a problem. You know, the other big thing is they're losing 3 of 5 offensive linemen. So, you know, they only have 2. I'm sorry, they're losing 4 out of 5 offensive linemen, excuse me. So, you know, they have a lot that they really need to kind of figure out and need to figure out quickly. They do bring back a couple of good wide receivers here and whatnot. But, you know, defensively, I think is where the bread's going to be buttered. I still think they're going to be very, very good defensively. You take a look at all their defensive projections, too, and they're still going to be right around that similar level. It just depends. It's going to depend on their offense. But they have 7 starters back, and they should be good defensively. Anyways, let's move on. And take a look at that TARP rating. -9 points on the,
wow,
on the TARP.
Wow. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. -4.5 offensively, -4.5 defensively. They did lose a lot on the transfer portal. Just 92nd overall this year. So let's get into the schedule, Joe Murray. Week one.
Yeah.
Home versus Arizona.
They should beat Arizona.
Sorry. Is this a neutral site game?
Where is this one?
Or are they home? I can't tell. No, this is going to be this is in San Diego. This is their new stadium. So this is week one.
Yes,
home against Arizona.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to roll Arizona. Arizona's way down.
I already bet this game too. I think they're going to struggle offensively in this game, but defensively they're going to be too much. That's what I have. So I have them winning that game. Week two, Idaho State. That's a win for me as well. Week three on the road at Utah. This is a loss to me.
I'm just going to book it as a loss. No, you don't win at Utah when you're you just don't do it.
You don't do it. And they just have too much. They just don't have enough offensively at this time. They just don't have enough offensively to win that game. Week four, home versus Toledo. I think they do win this game.
Toledo's going to be highly touted. But remember when we did the MAC preview, Toledo, all the MAC teams play their toughest games at the beginning of the year, like those first 3-4 games. So this is one of the tough ones for Toledo, but this is going to be a tune-up for Toledo. Yeah, San Diego State wins this one, but you know who they got on deck.
Yeah, they're on the road at Boise State. We have that as a loss. They are then a home versus Hawaii. We have that as a win for San Diego State. They then have a bye, and they're on the road at Nevada. Now, back-to-back roadies for them. We have this as a win for San Diego State. At Fresno State, though, we have this as a loss.
Fresno sucked so bad against them last year. They no-showed, but the San Diego State defense really did win that game. They held Hayner in check.
They did. That's going to be a big revenge spot for them this year, though. Yeah. After that Fresno State game, they are home versus UNLV.
So they barely snuck out the win against UNLV last year. 20-17 they won.
They did. This is going to be a home game, so I'm going to give them the win there. San Jose State, after that, I think that they're going to lose one of these games, UNLV or San Jose State.
San Jose State lost by 10 at home a year ago, but it was San Diego State, one possession games. They did outstanding.
Yeah, I'm gonna give them a loss there. I just think you can't win every game, the way things are going. I just don't think you win every game.
I think they beat New Mexico, but that Air Force game, that could mean a lot.
Yeah, and I think we have this as a win for San Diego State, so I'm gonna give that to them as well. Look, this is a very, very tough game. I have them right now at 8 wins. I have them at 8 wins. I have losses at Utah, at Boise, at Fresno, San Jose State. And I think, I think they could lose the Toledo game. I think they could lose the Air Force game for sure. So I think it's right there. I think 7.5, 8 is right there. But they have four games that really stand out on the schedule. Okay.
Yep.
Utah, Boise State, Fresno State, Air Force. I think we got to give them the one at home. I think on the road, I think they'll struggle there. I think we'll give them the other couple road.
The flip side to them is they won close games tight last year.
They did, but that's usually what happens with a defensive team.
Yeah, but now new quarterback here. Like, is he? You would expect the ACC Mountain West a jump. At least I do, but. I would say that they go over the 7.5. I'm not going to PP it, but I feel good about it.
Yeah, I just think the number's low because offensively they're just terrible. I just don't know what they're going to be offensively yet. I like Braxton Burmeister at times. He's extremely explosive. Other times he's the worst player on the field. So it's just kind of he's one of those guys who's super inconsistent. I don't really know what to make of it just yet. I'm just going to kind of let it be. That's kind of where I'm going to be. Is I'm just going to kind of let Braxenberg. I'm not going to bet on this one. I think there's just too much variance here, so I'm going to move on. But I lean over on the San Diego State team. All right, let's move on to San Jose State. Joe Murray, what can you tell me about Brent Brennan's squad in San Jose State?
All right, this team I kind of can't figure out. Whenever we've gone through our rankings, they've been the team that we've been like, oh, well, you know, but they did take a step back. Like, they went 5-7 last year. They went 3-5 in the league. But everything I've read, people think they're going to be better than their 20 points per game. And, of course, I think Siobhan Cordero is a good quarterback. I think he was truly messed with a year ago. So if he can use his ability, I think he could be sneaky, sneaky one of the best quarterbacks in this conference. So I think he has a lot to do with what their success is or not. But their secondary last year, brutal. Brutal. That's their problem. So they get lucky this year. They don't play Boise State and Air Force. And obviously they'll play San Jose State, as we talked about earlier. But turnovers. That was their big problem, and they played a lot of close games last year. They should be better. Like, everything I've read about this team, they should be better, but we've gone through every game, right? We look at it. I just think the conference is tough. So I do have San Diego State ahead of them. I have Fresno ahead of them, and I have them slightly ahead of UNLV. I think that's right when it comes to the West. But they're sneaky, dude. They are a sneaky team, and if their quarterback – because I've seen him play very well. But if he can be something, they can win some games and upset.
I agree. Again, it's not necessarily going to be Siobhan Cordero. Nick Nash is going to be in the competition there too. But I agree with you. I'm a big Cordero guy. I think that he can air the ball. He can air the fuck out of the ball if, you know, given the right system. I think Brennan's going to, you know, cultivate him a little bit better than what was going on over there in Hawaii and that kind of system there. Let's dive into them. 5-7 last year, you mentioned, 3-5 in conference. COVID, 7-1 and 7-0 in conference. 5-7 2019, 1-11 2018, 2-11 2017, 2-6, 1-7, 1-7 in conference during that time. The win total drafting 6.5 over plus 110. Under minus 130. You look at the recruiting rankings, they have gone down as well. 93 in 2018, 125 in 2019, 118 in 2020, 122 in 2021. They are 70th on the transfer portal this year. 9 commitments, gained 2.5 points to TARP, 3 points offensively, minus half defensively. Their strength of schedule this year, Joe, 104th. They returned 6 offensive starters, 8 defensive starters. We mentioned do not return Nick Starkle, their quarterback from last year. They are returning, looks like, just 2 offensive linemen out of the 11, so not great. The returning production, 58% of their offense, which is 89th in the country. Defense, 55% in the on the defensive side of the ball, 105th in the country, just 107th overall. So not a lot of production returning for this team. But still defensively, Joe Murray, defensively, they bring back 8 of their top 9 tacklers. So even though they only bring back 55% of their production, they're still bringing back a ton of players who are actually impactful. Just because guys were on the field doesn't necessarily mean they miss them super big. Okay, wide receiver, they're going to be even better. Isaiah Hamilton, Justin Lockhart, Elijah Cooks, they're going to be dirty at that position. They just need Siobhan Cordero to be better, and this team is going to be better both offensively and defensively, a step up from last year where they went 5-7. This team should be bowling. And honestly, if you remember last year, Joe, they had a couple games where it just got very close. They lost San Diego State by 6 on homecoming, okay? They lost by 3 at, you know, in Nevada. After that, the season kind of, you know, collapsed for them a little bit, but not this year. They opened week 1. Home versus Portland State, that is a win in my opinion, Joe Murray. Week 2.
Win. I got a win.
Okay, week 2 at Auburn, that's a loss.
Loss.
Week 3, home versus Western Michigan. I think this is going to be a really good game. I think this is going to be, honestly, one of the best non-conference games of that day.
What are we giving the MAC game for this one?
We gave San Jose State the win, and I would stick with that. There, I think the Mount West is a level or two higher than the MAC.
Yeah. And Western Michigan's down.
Yep. And then at Wyoming, we had Wyoming winning this game. I think that's right. On the road to Wyoming, I think that's a tough place to play in Laramie. Home versus UNLV, if we have them losing to Wyoming, I think they bounce back versus UNLV. The next week, they're on the road at Fresno State. We gave them that loss already. New Mexico on the road to New Mexico State. I think they win that game. So I think that, you know, they're going to kind of be bouncing around. Home versus Nevada. We said that we had Nevada winning that game. I think, again, bouncing back and forth a little bit. Colorado State at Nevada. We have them winning that. We have Colorado State winning that game. Oh, sorry. Whoops. Colorado State, I apologize. At San Jose State. We have San Jose State, excuse me, winning that game. At, now, this is the tough part of their schedule. At San Diego State, at Utah State, home versus Hawaii. So at San Diego State, we have this as a loss. We have, so this is a win for,
wow,
for
San Jose State. I got it as a loss, but I see. I know. I got it.
Yep. Utah, for Utah State, we have this as a loss. And in final week, home versus Hawaii, we have this as a win. So right now, Joe Murray, we have San Jose State 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wins. The win total is 6.5. I can understand not wanting to give the win at San Diego State very much. I also think they have very winnable games, home versus Nevada and at Wyoming. I think this the number is really close. I think the number is good. I have a strong lean to the over because I think they have a lot of winnable games here, and I think a lot of their winnable games are at home. Portland State, Western Michigan, on the road to Wyoming, whatever, UNLV, at New Mexico State, home versus Nevada, home versus Colorado State, at Utah State. They kept San Diego State in a good spot, and home versus Hawaii. You could argue they have about 9 winnable games, 10 winnable games. I think they should be able to go, you know, they should be able to go 7-3 in those winnable games because I think they're probably going to be a level higher than, you know, Colorado State, a level higher than, you know, UNLV, a level higher maybe than Nevada, even though I think Nevada is probably going to win that game. Yeah. I think that this San Jose State, I lean over.
Yeah, I picked it at 6-6 based off, like, my projections. They went 5-7 last year. Cordero could be an upgrade. So I don't think it's crazy to get them at 7 wins or more.
I have 7-6 there. All right. Let's wrap up with UNLV and Marcus Arroyo in his third season. Joe Murray, take it away. What are your thoughts on UNLV?
Yeah. So, again, I had UNLV ranked 11th in the right. I have a Hawaii ahead of them, but I don't feel great about it, as I mentioned here. But if you look at it's 2 win total from a year ago. So they went 2-10 last year. And let me just pull up my note. I just had it in front of me. Yep, 2-10 last year. Remember, they went 0-6 the year before that. They got Utah State, San Jose State, and Fresno State. They lost those games by one score. Like, they were in games last year. So I think that's why people are really high on them. But 20 points per game, woof. I don't know who the quarterback's going to be. I've been looking through that one, but their defense gives up 33 points a game. I just don't see it changing, Dan. I know this team and people think they're on the rise. I hope so, but I just don't know who their quarterback is going to be.
Yeah, that's the question. UNLV at the quarterback spot. Let's talk about it. You mentioned Coach Marcus Arroyo, his third season after coming over from Oregon. This UNLV team has not gotten – it's maybe – we'll see if they've gotten better under him. They were 2-10 last year, 0-6 in 2020, 4-8 in 2019, 4-8 in 2018, 5-7 in 2017. 2-6 in conference last year, 0-6 during COVID, 2-6, 2-6 in 2019 and 18, 4-4 in 2017. Win total this year, 4.5 over plus 120, under minus 140 at DraftKings. Take a look at the talent Marcus Arroyo has recruited. 98th in 2018, 101 in 2019. Enter Marcus Arroyo. 80th in 2020, 68th in 2021. They are got 8 commits in the transfer portal and ranked 83rd in the country. The TARP is actually positive. It's a +2, 4 points of offensive TARP, -2 on the defensive TARP side. They are 74th in the strength of schedule, which is the second hardest schedule, I believe, in the Mountain West. Going to be an extremely difficult schedule for them. They returned 6 offensive starters, 6 defensive starters. However, they return the 17th overall most production in the country, 76% of their offense, which is 36th in the country, and 84% of their defense, 11th in the country. The problem for this team is going to be the quarterback spot. And they do bring in Harrison Bailey Jr., the transfer from Tennessee. They still have Cameron Friel. They still have Doug Brumfield. But the quarterback position, I don't really know if it got much better, Joe. And I think that that's where this team lacked last year, was the quarterback position. Did they even get better at the quarterback position? And I think that, you know, maybe there's a little stability there. You know, Harrison Bailey should be better. But, I mean, my Atlanta, you know, they lose, you know, the best, you know, player they had was their all-time career rusher. I mean, you know, they're just – I don't know, man. I don't know. You would expect them to make improvement. They return the 17th most in the country. They've, you know, a lot on offense, a lot on defense. 9 of the top 11 tacklers back on defense. Phil Steele loves them. He thinks they're getting, you know, 6 wins this year, or at least 4 wins this year, whatever. I think let's go to the schedule. I think that might be incorrect. Week 1 in Las Vegas against Idaho State, Joe Murray. What are your thoughts on this one?
They'll take care of business. They'll beat Idaho State.
Are you sure?
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, I would expect them to do it, but Idaho State football last year, just to give
weren't
you
they,
an idea. What,
weren't they? I don't think they've been good at all.
No, they were not good at all. They were 1-10 last year.
Yeah.
But they actually put up a pretty good fight against BYU, if you remember that game. They actually, again, they beat UC Davis, by the way, who beat Tulsa last year. So I don't know. I'm going to give UNLV the win, but I don't feel great about it in week 0. They have a bye after that, then they're at Cal. That is a loss for UNLV. What do we have for North Texas?
I'm curious.
We gave North Texas the win, and I stand by that. North Texas is a team that's going to be able to move the football up and down the field pretty easily, and UNLV is a team that I don't know. It's going to be tough. Week 4 at Utah State. We gave Utah State the win, so that's a loss. Week 5 versus New Mexico, we gave UNLV the win. Week 6 at San Jose State, we gave UNLV. Excuse me, we gave San Jose State the win. After that, Air Force, we gave Air Force the win, even though it's a home game. Ooh. And then I believe they play – is that Notre Dame on the schedule?
Wow, what a weird-ass game.
In South Bend. So that's a loss. And they have a bye. They're at San Diego State, which we gave them a loss for, all right? They're home versus Fresno State. We gave them a loss on that one. They're at Hawaii, which we actually gave them a win on, one of the only home games that Hawaii loses. And then home versus Nevada, which I believe we also gave them a win. So we gave, right now, UNLV 4 wins. Idaho State, New Mexico, Hawaii, Nevada. That means we have losses to Cal, North Texas, Utah State, San Jose State, Air Force, at Notre Dame, at San Diego State, home versus Fresno State. Holy shit, do they have a brutal schedule.
Yeah.
Brutal. North Texas is maybe the winnable game that I see on there. Can they beat Air Force at home? Maybe. Can they beat San Jose State on the road? Maybe. Can they beat Fresno? I mean, again, we're giving them 4 wins that they probably are – 3 of those games are probably going to be 50-50. The North Texas game is probably going to be close to 50-50. So maybe really 5 50-50 games, maybe they win another one, and we're saying they're going to go 5-1 in those games? I don't see it, Joe. I think it's going to be close. The production, a lot of returning production, the lack of quarterback support is going to be fucking huge for this team. I just don't see it. I think they get 4 wins. I'm leaning under. Again, not a PP, but I'm leaning under here, Joe Murray.
Me too.
All right.
This could be a fireable offense.
I agree. I think it could be the end of Marcus Arroyo. So far, he's 2-16. At UNLV, if he gets up to 4 wins, he'll be what, 4-8 this year. So it'll be what, 6-24. I mean, not great, not great. If you're trying to revamp the program, All right, Joe Murray. Anything else? Let's move on quickly. Let's discuss the division odds and the championship odds. Division odds in the Mountainside. Air Force, 2-1. Boise State, +110. Colorado State, 12-1. New Mexico, 80-1. Utah State, 4-1. Wyoming, 18-1. I think, to me, this is pretty simple. I think it's Boise State or Air Force. I know it's super square, but I think it's one of those two. I think it'd lean Boise State. But
yeah, the only dark horse is Utah State on that side.
I think they lost too much.
Yep.
I think they lost too much. All right, on the west side, Fresno State is -140. San Diego State, +190. San Jose State, 9-1. UNLV, 25-1. Nevada, 18-1. Hawaii, 35-1. I actually don't hate San Jose State at 9-1 in the division. I'm not sure I'm going to make the bet just yet, but I don't hate that bet, 9-1 in the division. I think they could possibly do it.
My win total is on Fresno, so it's square, right? So I don't know if they win the conference, but I'm definitely going Fresno in the West, though.
I think it's too square. I'm going to go either San Diego State or San Jose State.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if it is San. Like, San Diego State was really good last year, and they blew it.
I would also never lay -140 on a team like Fresno State to win their division. To me, that's a ridiculous number. All right, let's move on to the conference, Joe Murray. Tell me what you like here. Air Force, 4-1. Well, hold on. Let me read it. Right, yep. Air Force, 4-1. Boise State, +220. Colorado State, 30-1. New Mexico, 250-1. Utah State, 9-1. Wyoming, 45-1. Fresno, +240. Hawaii, 120-1. Nevada, 55-1. San Diego State, 5.5-1. San Jose State, 25-1. UNLV, 100-1. Again, I look at this and say, San Jose State at 25-1. I think that's mispriced. Wow. I think that should probably be more about 12-1. Mm-hmm. Probably more 12-1, 18-1, somewhere around there. I think San Jose State to win the conference is +2,500. It's not the worst bet in the world. I don't think it will win. Who do you like to win the conference, Joe?
So I think I have Fresno winning it. I don't want to PP it, but looking at San Jose State, though, at +550, looks very enticing.
That's San Diego State, you mean?
Yeah. It just looks like I think Boise and Fresno, but it's square as hell, right? Like, it's very square. So I just think it's either going to be Fresno or San Diego State. It's going to be one of those two. I like what Boise's done. I'm not as high as some people are, but I'm going to go Fresno to win at +240, but San Diego State looks interesting at 550 to me.
I think San Jose State at 25-1. I think there's going to be some parity in the West this year. Fresno State is great, but again, you talked about what happens with Hayner if they have a couple bad games and all of a sudden the season goes to shit. I just think laying a -140 and a +240 with that team, a returning first-year head coach, returning coach, so it changes things. But it's just too much for me. This is a really tough one for me. I'm going to break down more. Again, I'm going to do another conference, a conference rundown. We, Joe and I, will do a real preview of week one. We'll also discuss some champions and divisions in that one as well. I'm just not ready to do that. San Jose State to me, that's where the value lies. Mountainside, I lean Boise. Not really a shock. Square, nice, easy to play. West side, yeah, I lean San Diego State, but I think San Jose State is the. I think that's the value. I think that's the real value. There is the San Jose State. So, all right, Joe Murray, that is what I got for the Mountain West podcast.
Those are some late night games, man. But like, there's money to be made here. I think. This is between the MAC during the week and this at night, we got our hands full. And you know about the noon bloodbath where everybody loses at noon and then they try to bail out at 4 and they got nothing at night. I just see plenty of teams that will win. I don't know. I just think this is where you win your money at night.
I agree. I think it is too. Remember, this league was not square last year though, so be careful on betting square in this league.
It has not worked out the past couple of years, Joe. So you and I both know that.
Yeah, San Jose State is going to be interesting.
And honestly, it feels like every year we get a surprise out of this conference. I don't know who it's going to be. I just think that my pick would be San Jose State. I have no idea who it will be this year.
If it's Colorado State, I'll freak out because
Jay Norvell. It could be. Again,
and I don't know, it could be Hawaii.
No, I think I'll say pretty confident.
Get another trip to Honolulu. You know. Go the leaky highway.
Yeah, I don't think so. All right, Joe Murray. Tomorrow we will be doing the American Conference.
Ooh.
The American Conference, and of course, Cincinnati and everything that comes with them. Anything else you have for the Mountain West?
It. We are officially under 2 hours at 1:59:40. So I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. We'll be back again tomorrow. This has been another edition of the Over Under Podcast.
Who you got? Good luck. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.